This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So the Competition Commission's Fresh Produce Market Inquiry has found that less than 1% of the sales at fresh produce markets come from small-scale farmers. Sipho Ngwema is Head of Communications at Competition Commission and joins us on the line. Sipho, thank you for your time. How are you?
Good afternoon, TK. I'm together, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. You know, there's a song by Bergibomang. Soul Brothers. Kuyadabukisa. Kubuhlungu. Izinyembezi zihlala zigcwele. Do you know that song, Sipho? Because when I read what I'm about to talk to you about, it reminds me of that song. I mean, 1%. Yo. Anyway, tell us more, Sipho. Why is it that only less than 1% of the sales at these produce markets come from small-scale farmers?
Thanks, DJ. You know, part of the biggest challenge, of course, you know our history. And our history of exclusion, black people. So that's the first challenge. But secondly, there are structural issues that we have to deal with, which we highlight in the report. Because in terms of fruit and veg or fresh produce, the biggest challenge is that, one, it's access to the market, access to the fresh produce markets, where historically black and small farmers don't find it easy to be able to go in there, even though in some situations, the situations have been made a little bit better. However, you have the historical connection, the farmers and the agents who are able to facilitate, because these are family relationships, and those relationships, unfortunately, are not black. Mm. They are not historically disadvantaged, and therefore, people will say, I'm not going to change this agent because this family has been dealing with this agent for the last 100 years, or these families, this agent's family for the last 100 years.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things. And some of the other things is that the bylaws are not the same. They are inconsistent, so it makes it very difficult for these small farmers to be able to bring their produce. But also there's a lack of funding, a lack of training, and a lack of empowerment. And we believe that institutions of funding, the DTI also, should be involved. There must be targets. And those targets must make sure that they are achieved so that we know that at least by this time, we have increased this by 10%.
Mm.
And those farmers that are making a particular turnover, over 35 million or employing over 250 million, must have projects that are aimed at empowering the small farmers, are aimed at empowering these agents. You must remember as well, we do not have as many black agents, because an agent is an intermediary between the buyers and the farmers. And the farmers historically are not black, they are white. And also the agents also are not black, they are white. And they then have these relations that go decades back. And this is how our people lose out. And those are the things in terms of small farmers in particular we need to look at, but also retailers. Remember, there's a concentration of retailers, four or five retailers, that take most of their produce from those farmers, facilitated in many of these cases by the agents. There is no business development for these young black or small black businesses in order for them to be able to do business with the big retailers where you and I
It's actually quite sad. I mean, I can understand, you know, maybe, you know, the scarcity of black farmers in apples, in grapes, and all of it. But I mean, guys, cabbage, tomato, spinach, among others. Even I can produce that if I wanted to at a small scale. You know, that's not a train smash, isn't it?
Look, there are other things involved, starting from the seed, the quality of seed, and some people, for example, within Loud Timber, they then do not, after 25-year exclusive use of particular potato varieties, and that quality. Those potatoes are supposed to be taken to the market and where other players will be able to use those potatoes, but they don't. They don't give them to the market, and that distorts the market. So those are the things that we're looking for, things that inhibit competition, things that distort competition, and we have found a number of them, including contracts, including some of even though we said shopping centers, there must be no exclusivity.
Yeah.
There have been no new players that come in. There's been no funding towards new players. You and I know we have been buying from these big retailers, four or five of them, for time immemorial. Do you have any retailer from the black community in South Africa that has entered the state? None. So yeah. Those are the things that are still going to make problems for us, because if you do not have that, if you do not have platforms that are going to be able to be buying this produce from these small farmers or from the black farmers, they are going to struggle in the other ones, because those have also those relations that I had mentioned earlier in terms of historic family ties.
Yeah, yeah. Your institution, the Competition Commission, for me, it's a sugar and spice organization. You know, on the one hand, you give us this information around what is happening in various industries, in the private sector in particular, in terms of highlighting some of these big gaps, like on this particular story. But I often wonder, you know, you do this work, you expose these gaps, then what happens afterwards?
What happened, PK, is that you must remember this was an investigation, it's an inquiry looking into the entire industry. It has got findings, it has got recommendations, but also it has got remedial action. So this is a provisional report. We are going to be interacting with the people that are affected by the recommendations we make, by the remedial actions that we are going to institute. And those interactions will inform the final product with regards to those things. And once that happens, the law now says we take those to Parliament and they must be effective. So we are not a toothless body, but we have tried now to make sure that we sharpen the law so that the things that we uncover, someone is able to do something about.
Yeah, people are asking me just before we let you go, how can they access this report, Sipho?
The report is on our website. The website is www.com.co.za, but also particularly the media, they know that our media liaison persons, they can interact with them and we'll be able to send them to those those who are looking for it. But also they can contact us in terms of our email is, I think, media@comcom.co.za, and then we'll be able to send them those reports.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much, Sipho Ngwema, Head of Communication at the Competition Commission. Less than 1%, not even 1%, less than 1% of the sales at fresh produce markets come from small-scale farmers.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.